Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. It's Johnny? Jimmy, right? No? Well, whatever. Yeah, I did want to see you. Come in. Shut the door. Don't look so nervous. Okay, you're not in trouble. Come in. Sit down. I want to have a little talk with you. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and all you have to do is answer honestly. Do you think you can do that? Yeah? Okay. You've been working for, what, 3 months or something? 6 this month? Okay. And you like it here? You like the job? Yeah? Your coworkers are treating you okay? And you were at the staff party the other night, weren't you? At my table, I guess. Right. And you enjoyed yourself? Had a good time? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a pretty nice place. Pretty fancy, huh? Now, my husband picked it out, actually. It's one of our favorites. You met my husband, right? He was the one in the dark suit, red tie. Yeah, the blonde, yeah. What's that? He seems like a nice guy. Okay. Thanks. That's sweet. I'll tell him you said that. Yeah, the thing is, I didn't actually notice you at our table. My husband did. My husband certainly did. You made quite the impression. Can you guess why? No? Can't guess. My husband noticed the way you were behaving, and he seems to think everyone else at the party noticed it too. Not me. I wasn't paying much attention, if you want me to be perfectly honest. You were kind of just a blip on my radar, but my husband said he saw you start to blush when we sat down next to you. And when he mentioned it, I did recall seeing the color in your cheeks. When I introduced him to you, I just thought, I don't know, you're constipated or something. But he said that your body language was awkward, distinctly uncomfortable all night long. You were sweating, you blushed every time I spoke. Even though I really don't think I spoke more than 10 words to you. He said you barely looked up from your plate all night long. You said your hand was shaking so badly when I leaned over to pour you a glass of wine that you slopped it all over the tablecloth. And I do remember that. I remember wondering what the hell was wrong with you. Do you deny it? Behaving that way? Answer me. Because here's the thing. My husband, my handsome, charming, darling husband, saw you blushing and fumbling around like a jackass all night, and he assumed that there must be something going on between us. You and me, to make you so nervous. He thought, I must be fucking you. I know, right? It's ridiculous, but it's not actually funny, Jimmy. Do you know why it's not funny? My beautiful hunk of a man just commanded that room the minute he stepped in the door, in that perfectly tailored suit that he was born to wear. Did you see him? I mean, he was breathtaking. Every woman in the room was staring at him. Hell, I've been married to him for 10 years, and even I couldn't keep my eyes or my hands off him all night. All I wanted to do was get him home and tie him to the bed with that red silk tie and get on top. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I making you uncomfortable? Are you actually blushing again? We're just having a little chat, Jimmy, aren't we? See, it's not funny, Jimmy, because my perfect, sexy GQ husband slid his perfect, sexy GQ ass into my car at the end of the night. And he refused to talk to me the whole drive home. And he wouldn't touch me when we got back to the house. And when I finally demanded that he tell me what his problem was, he accused me of cheating on him with some scrawny little office dweeb. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you offended? Is that offensive to you? Jimmy, do you even lift? Look, whatever. I don't care what your name is. You saw my husband, right? My husband can bench press me if he wants to. What can you bench, Jimmy? Yeah, I can ask you that, actually. I'm your boss. Are you going to answer me, or do you want me to guess? Really? Really? Right. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, I spent half the night convincing my husband that I hadn't, that I wasn't, and that I wouldn't ever let you stick your dick in me. I mean, why would I? The other half of the night, I spent stroking his ego. Finally, I think he believes me, but then he said that you must be feeling something for me to act so uncomfortably all night. He said you must want me. I said maybe you were just intimidated being in the presence of such an incredibly hot man, knowing that everyone was drawn to him. Maybe it made you feel inadequate. So he said I should pay attention in the office on Monday. See if you behave the same way when he's not around. So I have been paying attention, Jimmy, all week. Is there something you want to tell me? Do you want to explain yourself? Because believe me, if there's a rational explanation for all this, I would love to hear it. I mean, you can't think that I would ever do anything with you, can you? I'm just a bit out of your league. And now you've met my husband. I mean, he is perfect. I'm not just saying that. It's because he works at it, okay? He works very hard for me. He doesn't have to work, of course. He doesn't do anything around the house, you know. He doesn't run my errands or look after any kids. His only job, his only responsibility is maintenance. He's my man candy, and he keeps himself looking hot for me. And he spends a lot of my money to do it. And he keeps me happy. Do you believe that? See, I'm just trying to understand what's going on through your head right now. What makes you blush even now? Do you think that there's anything my husband wouldn't do for me? Maybe it's some kind of fantasy of yours. You think that there are certain services you could provide that my stud of a husband would consider beneath him. But really, my husband's only job is to be sexy for me. And he can spend all my money. Now, do you honestly think that's a man who's ever going to say no to me? Well, you'd be wrong, Jimmy. My husband's not a sleaze. Of course there are things he won't do. It's called class. It's called self-respect. But that's what whores are for. Don't you think I can afford a boy toy if I want something my husband won't do for me? Don't you think, with the money I make, that I can afford the best in prostitutes? Don't you think I can buy a whore with a body almost as ripped as my husband's? Find a whore who looks almost exactly like him and make him do anything, anything for my money? Treat him any way I want to. So why would I ever fuck you, Jimmy? I mean, it makes sense, right? I'm not trying to be mean. I just, let's be real, okay? I'm trying to understand why you start to sweat every time I walk into a room when you must know I'm never gonna fuck you. Do you fantasize about me? Jimmy? We're gonna sit here until you answer me. All night, if that's what it takes. I mean, legally, I can't keep you here, and you can refuse to answer. You can walk out that door right now if you like, but if you do, don't bother coming in tomorrow. I've had enough of whatever little head games you've been playing with yourself. The economy is not what it was even 6 months ago. Are you really ready to lose your job rather than admit to me something so painfully obvious? What? What was that? No, say that again. Say it again. Sexual harassment? Are you serious? No, you stay there. Stay right there. Don't move from that chair. Okay, give me your hand. Trust me when I say this will not be sexual in the slightest. Give me your hand. There. No, don't pull away. Don't make a fist. Spread your fingers. Do it. Right there. Do you feel that? Feel that? Open your eyes and look at me. Do you feel that? No? Exactly. I'm not wet for you, Jimmy. You don't make me wet. Even with your hand up my skirt, you don't make me wet. But I'm sexually harassing you? I don't think so. If anything, you're sexually harassing me. Jeopardizing my marriage. Jeopardizing my professional reputation. I mean, how many of my colleagues have noticed your silly behavior and wondered what was behind it? Say it. You want me. You fantasize about me. Say it. Even though you know I'll never fuck you. Don't pull your hand away. Say it. You want this cunt that's not wet for you. What's that? Am I going to fire you? I don't know. I should fire you. Your lack of professionalism in this office is unacceptable. If the HR department gets wind of this, I'm never going to hear the end of it. They'll be up my ass every minute of every day if I don't turn around and make an example of you. And I should fire you. My husband wants me to fire you. He's not at all comfortable with this arrangement, and he's being a pouty little bitch about it. But I don't know. I mean, it seems you have no illusions about the situation. Maybe that's why you blush. You know you're not worthy of even fantasizing about me. As long as you understand that, Jimmy, you might be useful. You may be worth keeping around. I saw that little gleam in your eye. Don't think for a second that you're going to crawl your skinny ass across my office, park your ass under my desk, and just eat me out all day. I told you, I have better whores than you to do that. But I might find something for you to do. Okay, that's all. Thanks. Thanks for your candor. You can go back to your desk, get back to work. I don't want to see your face for the rest of the day. We'll talk again. I'll let you know when I've decided what I'm going to do with you. Okay, bye now.